The Voters Education Program is proudly sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung.
Greetings. Very good afternoon to all our listeners. I am Lucas Kaluapa Katenda. Welcome to our special program again. This time around, my vote, my responsibility. So we have started a long time ago with Know the Constitution of Your Country and the relevant legislations, as well as now the anti-corruption program. Now we have moved on to discuss issues relating to voters and the democratic process of electing the democratic process of electing our leaders. So this program again will be brought to you by Eagle FM, obviously, but sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation or Konrad Adenauer Stiftung, and I'm your presenter, Lucas Kaluapa Katenda. And this will be a special program that will be running for the next 2 months, March, April, every Thursday, 2:30 in the afternoon, 14:30. So be nearby your radios and follow us as we discuss issues pertaining to the voting and to the elections in Namibia. And I would like already to start with the first slot. I expected at least the senior program manager for Konrad Adenauer Foundation to be here as we open the program. He is not yet here, Mr. Dennis Thaire, probably with the country resident director for the Konrad Adenauer Foundation. They supposed to be with us in the studio as we just open the program once more again. And if they join us, I will obviously introduce them and pass on the mic, especially to the resident representative or the director of Konrad Adenauer Foundation to speak also to us. The program commencing, the rationale is that why are we concerned about voting and elections in Namibia? Obviously, Namibia is a constitutional democracy. And in constitutional democracies, it is the people who are governing, the collective, the body of the people. People collectively form part of the board, if you like, or the council, if you like, that will appoint officials who will be appointed for a particular period of time. In Namibia, we appoint the president for 5 years, and we appoint the National Assembly for 5 years, and also we appoint the National Council, or regional councillors who will form up the National Council, and we also appoint the local authority councils. So that is the reason why we are concerned and why we should concern ourselves with the nature, with the form, with the outcome of the voting and the election and the choosing of leaders in Namibia. We have to be concerned because we are the appointing authority in Namibia, in the constitutional democracy. So Namibia is a people's democracy in general. Namibian people should be the final authority in matters of governance. Who appoints the government? And the government will only act with a fear and a trembling that people, if we are not doing this or that to our people, they have got the right to ask us questions. And as I can now see, our resident director is already coming in, and I would like just to play a bit of a jingle while we wait for them to come in.
Hello, Namibia. Endera pamwenate muyuni wa Lela Pay. Lela Pay onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hoka tevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no tanga dhanwa no kutuwa mbepo esimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuninga shike ko Lela Pay. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mbepo tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka Lela Pay nenge utre moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya webapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumaraka goe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumaraka gorukozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharero ya mbeko gomabaro, na matumaraka gokwarukehe nguka wahara utseithire oshiwana ashikesho monami pia, okuza warapo doranda tu ni thiringa itano metumaraka kehe. Lela Pay, oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lela Pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o mausemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to uvitha shoka topurwa uvithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo o mausemba goe hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindimpoka pa shangwa send utume. Shampa watumu etumaraka joe otari turwa ko Eagle FM, imba, Lela Pay, nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nena konora hetatu ime, mbari nora, ndatu ngoi, hamano, ndatu ndatu, nenge konora hetatu ime, ndatu mbari, hetatu, 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 ne?
Welcome. So I am now back in the air, as I have promised that we will have our special visitors to our special program on the voting process. So my name is Lucas Kalwapa Katenda. The program is the jingle played already. Is brought to you by Eagle FM, obviously sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation. And in the studio, I am joined by special visitors from Konrad Adenauer Foundation. They will introduce themselves. In fact, I will ask the senior program manager to introduce himself and the special visitor just in a moment. The program, again, as I have indicated, is is in the sequence of our responsibility to equip the local citizens to know not only their rights, but also their responsibilities when it comes to the issues of governance in the Republic of Namibia. So today and the next sort of 9 Thursdays, 5 in March and 4 in April, in other words, for the next 2 months, every Thursday, 2:30 to 3:30, we will dedicate this time to discuss issues pertaining to votes, pertaining to choosing leaders, pertaining to conducting of elections in Namibia. So, Tate, can you introduce yourself in a minute and the visitor? I will do the opening and I will give her a chance to speak.
Thank you, Reverend, and good afternoon to our listeners. My name is Dennis Zaire. I work as a senior program manager for the Konrad Adenauer Foundation, and I'm happy to be here this afternoon to be sharing some thoughts on the importance of voting and voters' education. And I'm joined in the studio by our director, Ms. Natalie Roosman, who is a country representative for the Konrad Adenauer Stiftung for Namibia and Angola. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Welcome, Madam Natalie. I will give you a chance to just also make your remarks as to why Konrad Adenauer Foundation has dedicated time and resources to the civic education, not only in Namibia, but also in other parts of the world, and especially in your case, in Angola. Now, to start with, the question is, why are we concerned about voting and elections in Namibia? Why are we concerned? One, Namibia is a constitutional democracy, which is representative. Our government does not install itself in its governance systems and positions. Constitutionally, as you will see, as I will say just in a moment, the government in Namibia is appointed by the people, which means the people of Namibia are the governing authority, and they have the obligation and responsibility to appoint someone as the president of the republic and to appoint some people as members of parliament, both National Assembly and National Council, in other words, regional councillors. At the same time, it is the Namibian people's responsibility to appoint local authority councillors. I'm using these words deliberately, that it is the people who are the appointing authority. And they appoint a leadership. And care, caution, and seriousness and application of thoughts and minds must be carried out, because the people we are appointing will receive some serious responsibilities, and we expect them to deliver and nothing else from them. We do not expect them to turn into dictators. We do not expect them to be lazy. We do not expect them to be of no competence. We do not expect them to be corrupt. We expect them to be people of virtue who think only the good of their electorate, the good of the people who have appointed them. This is why we are concerned as citizens. So in people's democracies, all people obviously cannot rule and govern at one time. It is agreed, as I have indicated, that one of all the people in the society is appointed to administer and to manage the governance affairs of the people as their representative. The complexities that in democracies, you have what we call multi-party, especially in Namibia. We are multi-party democracy. We are not a bi-party, or we are not a one-party democracy. We are a multi-party democracy. In other words, you have many people coming up and say, oh, I also want to form my party, or I also want to form my party, according to the Namibian constitution, that is allowed. Obviously, in some countries, you have democracies, but people are not friends of having polarization of political parties. Some have only two, some have only one, some have monarchies and so on. But you have to be very careful there that you may not descend into autocracy and dictatorship. So the Namibian constitution indicates, especially in the first chapter Article 1, subsection, sub-article rather, 1 and 2, it is stated as follows. The Republic of Namibia is hereby established as a sovereign, secular, democratic, unitary state founded upon on the principles of democracy and the rule of law and justice for all. Already, if you have to give a proper lecture on issues like elections and votings and choosing of leaders, you already have to underline the principles of democracy. What are they? The rule of law, what is that? And justice for all, what does it mean? And these are the things we are going to delve into as we go forward with our program in the weeks to come. And now underline the next, which is sub-article 2. All power shall vest in the people of Namibia. All power shall vest in the people of Namibia, who shall exercise their sovereignty through the democratic institutions of the state. Only if our people understand the power that they have, especially to appoint the leadership. We don't want to appoint people and later on we start complaining about them. We must be serious. Citizens must be serious in terms of who is the person who must be appointed to serve as the president, to serve as members of parliament, to serve as members of local authorities and other institutions. We must be concerned, because if we are not happy about any of these people or anything that they do, we have got the right as people with power to take action against them. And the best action you can take is through elections. When elections come, you make sure that, okay, we gave you 5 years to do ABC, but you have done, we are now going to take actions against you by not voting you anymore, for instance, and voting for another, maybe another person. All power shall vest in the people of Namibia. Can you see that it is the people who have the power, not the other way around? It is not the government which has the power, but it is the people who have got the power, and they delegate the powers then to whoever is appointed as president, as members of parliament, as members of the regional and local authority councils. Furthermore, if you read in chapter 17, in article 17 of the same, brackets 1, 2, and 3, the following are made provisions regarding the political parties. All citizens, and then you underline again, all citizens shall have, and when you hear the word shall, it means must. All the citizens must have the right to participate in the peaceful political activities intended to influence the composition and the policies of the government. This is our own constitution. Any person in Namibia can wake up and start to participate peacefully in any political activity with an intention to influence the composition and also the policies of the government. There must be no question, well, who are you or where were you or things like that. The constitution doesn't allow us to ask those questions, because people were given the right according to this provision. All citizens shall, everyone has got the obligation and responsibility to adhere to what is written in the constitution. And all citizens again shall have the right to form, to join political parties, and subject to such qualifications prescribed by law as are necessary in the democratic society. Can you see? All citizens again, and this is what makes Namibia a multi-party democracy. All citizens have got the right. It doesn't mean you must form, but you shall have that right. In case you want, you are free to do so, not only to form, but also to join political parties. And if you can form or you can join, it is only natural also to disjoin, if there is such a word, to leave. In other words, you can join, you can leave the political parties and even switch political parties if you want, and subject to the qualifications prescribed by law. And the laws, again, must be as necessary for a democratic society. You don't create a law which is against the letter and the spirit of democracy. So in order to participate in the conduct of public affairs, whether directly or through freely chosen representatives, in other words, any individual, all citizens, they may stand up and say, I want to be a president of this country. Anyone can say that directly. Maybe you form a party and go through your party, or you, as other provisions in the Constitution, you can also be an independent candidate, as you have seen in the past elections, or through freely chosen representatives. Otherwise, you can now say, okay, myself, I don't want to participate directly, but I will make sure there are people who represent me. This is our responsibility as citizens. And again, in Sub-Article 2, every citizen who has reached the age of 18 years shall have the right to vote. And when we say to vote, we mean to choose. To choose, officially you go and choose one of the two or of the three or of the four. Voting means choosing. And who has reached the age of 21 years to be elected to public office, unless otherwise provided herein. So in other words, all the citizens of Namibia have got the rights, those who have attained the age of 18, to participate in voting itself. And then those who are 21 years of age can be elected, either as councillors, as local authority councillors, as regional councillors, as members of parliament, as ministers, as whatever, in terms of our constitution, they can become public office, unless there is maybe an impediment that is legal to prevent this person from participating just like any other person, irrespective of the age. So the rights granted, therefore, in sub-article 2, according to sub-article 3, hereof may only be abrogated, suspended, or be impinged upon by Parliament in respect of specified categories of persons on such grounds of infirmity or on such grounds of public interest or morality as are necessary in a democratic society. And in other words, the democratic society, again, principles, should be indicated that even if there is an impediment against a particular person, we must be able to indicate that it must not prevent, as is necessary, the democratic principles of a democratic society. Maybe you want to prevent someone from running from the office of the councillor or members of parliament or whatever. You must again follow the law in a way that you do not violate the fundamental rights of this person and also the provisions of this constitution, especially in Article 17, sub-article 1, 2, and 3. Then there is a United Nations Declaration for Human Rights. It is stated in Article 21, 1, and 3. Everyone has the right to take part in the governance of his country. This is now the United Nations. Directly or through freely chosen representative. Every person in Namibia must be represented by someone. Or this person must him herself participate directly and be a representative of somebody. Then the will of the people shall be the basis of the authority. And I like that. The will of the people, in this case of Namibia, shall be the basis of the authority of government. And this will shall be expressed in periodic and genuine elections. You underline all these words, and if you have your dictionary, you look for the meaning. Yeah? The periodic and genuine, this genuinity election, which shall be by universal and equal suffrage, and shall be held by a secret vote or by equivalent free voting procedures. So, in Namibia, for instance, everyone has got the right to take part in the government. And the will of the people is the basis for the authority. Whoever is in government must always ask himself, what are the people thinking? What is the will of the people? We must not turn against people and intimidate them and threaten them and harass them so that they can vote for us further. In contrast, it's the people who must rather threaten us, but democratically now, to say, oh, if we are not doing this, people are going to take action against us. So if the people on their hand understand the power that they have, and those who are elected, they understand the power of the people, then we are likely going to have a smooth government, effective government, efficient government that is taking care of the people's need because they are subject to the will of the people. And there must be genuine elections. And that's why we have to talk about this topic, voting, elections, who must be elected, how should we observe those who want to be candidates, whether we must accept them, we must not accept them, how can we exercise our vote so decisively so that even the next person who want to be elected next time must really do his or her homework. So given those now provisions made in our Constitution, the United Nations Declaration for Human Rights, it means whatever goes in the administration of the state and the management of the society, ordinary citizens cannot be exonerated from the best or the West, given the huge obligation that we have as a society to determine who shall be tasked with leadership and administration and management of our country and our societal affairs. So the performance or non-performance is to be subjected to a public scrutiny, opinion in order that at the next round of election, the public can decide whether to punish the non-performing actor by voting against them or simply to award the performing actor for another term by voting in favor. And for that reason, it is significant for the citizenship to be thoroughly equipped, not only with ballot papers. Can you understand now the reason why we are saying ballot, not only the ballot papers, but also with information and analytical mind so that they can apply their mind so carefully and seriously when determining who shall govern them? This is the reason. I hope as I open the lines for people to call in, whether this is the genuine program or not, hear your views. If this is the case, I would like now to give the chance to Madam Natalie, the resident representative of the Konrad Adenauer Foundation for Namibia, and Angola to make her remarks on the program and the significance of it from CAS perspective. Natalie.
Very warm afternoon, dear audience. I'm really glad to have the opportunity this afternoon to say a few words on the program on Eagle FM. As Konrad Adenauer Foundation, we do promote democracy, and election is indeed an expression of democracy, even the strongest, if they are fair and held correctly. And I think we cannot start early enough with this voters education program, since we have to provide the public, as has been said before, for instance, they must know how do they vote, what are they going to vote, and also about the entire process. We realize in the world, especially also on the continent, that democracy cannot be taken for granted. Yeah, it must be protected. And there is an Afrobarometer survey, which I would like to mention, that democracy is declining in many countries, and the favoritism for it is not there. So we have to really uplift democracy and to live it, and especially to get the interest of the youth, since the next election will be determined by the youth, and they will only take their responsibility, and I would say really responsibility. So it's a two-sided medal. You have the right, but you also have the responsibility, which we have to emphasize on to vote. And the responsibility means also that it must be a very consciousful decision. And you can only do a right decision if you are informed, if you know the candidates, if you know the political party. That's where all starts with. So political parties, they must also provide their information, their programs, their agenda. So, as mentioned, it's a multi-party democracy, meaning to have a choice of different political houses. So that's why I think one have to start very early. And we all are aware that the radio is a very powerful media. They can reach to the farthest corner of the country. And since many of us cannot afford internet and so forth, radio is really something that everybody can hear. And to start the discussion, to start preparing everybody themselves for the election, it's important to run this kind of program. And we as Konrad Adenauer Foundation, it's our mandate to educate and to do some civic education, and democracy is one of the important things. It's all started there. And I'm very much looking forward to this program. And thank you so much so far.
Well, thank you very much, Madam Director. I would like just maybe to ask a few questions. You may answer if you can, or our senior program manager, who's more versed with the Namibian political scenario, as to what is the difference then between democracy and other forms of governance, maybe autocracy or monarchies, monocratic, those who are governed by the kings and the queens. We have Eswatini, for instance. A few weeks ago, I had some discussion on them, and they were telling me they don't have the rights and so on and so forth. So what is the benefit of democracy in opposition to autocracy, in opposition to monarchies or to monocratic, Madam Director?
Yes, that's a very good question, but it's important to point that out. I may start, and maybe my senior program manager might then just come into that. I think the biggest difference is what already mentioned before, that all power are vested in the people. So the people are nominating the delegate to someone to to speak on their behalf. That's the maybe one of the biggest difference. And it's not a matter of inheritance, like in a monarchy. It's given by birth that you will inherit the next powerful position or even acrotatic systems. So that's the difference. There's always a contest. So it's not forever. So the power taking is not something that will last forever. So there will be elections every 4 or 5 years, depends on the constitutions. So one have to contest with other candidates and also to prove what's being in the agenda on the program of the candidate, if he's really fulfilling what he's been promising before. And if not, that's what happened. Like I just maybe compare with a football or soccer team. Yeah, if the team is not winning, well, the trainer gonna be just out, and the next one will have a chance to do better. And that's maybe just to give a picture of that and a difference to the other types of system. But I may hand over to my senior program manager.
Mr. Zaire, do you want to add to this question? What's the difference and the benefits of the democracy in opposition to other forms of governance?
I think that thank you for the opportunity. I want to highlight 2 points. I think one point that actually ran across them, all three of them, is the fact that in a democracy, you have a choice as number one. And number two, your rights are protected by the Constitution. Now, coming back to the first point, when you have a choice, you have a choice to participate in the election and vote. Now, in our autocratic system, your choice is actually limited. And in a monarchy, you actually don't have a choice, because the monarchy is a lineage that is actually followed from one person to the next. And you as a citizen, your choice to participate is actually limited. And I think that is one underlying point. And then secondly, the fact that you have got your rights are protected by the Constitution. For instance, you quoted earlier in your presentation, you quoted Article 1, Article 17 as well of the Constitution, that actually protect your rights as a citizen to participate freely in a democratic election, so that you can exercise your rights, and then you can choose who you want to actually be your leaders for the next for the duration of the term. So I think those 2 points are also valid to add, and I think this is why it is important for this program to actually underline and also to bring clarity to the audience and the citizens why it is important to vote, how do you participate, and what are the benefits of actually participating in an election. And I think this is important because especially for the young people, we know that in Africa, the young people right now, and this is one advantage that we in Africa have at the moment in comparison to other parts of the world, we have got a very young population. So it is important that the population, these young people, actually understand and appreciate the importance of voting.
Very interesting. I remember I was a young boy when Namibia had the first election. I couldn't vote, and even the second election, I couldn't. Mm. I didn't then get the chance because of the age factor. Mm. But there was a time we all wanted to listen. What was going on? What was happening? When the election outcomes were being announced and so on, we were following our parents, sitting around one radio in the community, and all of us were there listening to how their party performed and so on. So we would like really to invite the young people also to come closer and learn a couple of things, or 3 things or 4 things, about the process of election and voting and choosing representatives in terms of governance. Yes.
I also want to give one very recent example. I think as early as last week, there were 2 points that actually there was elections in Nigeria. Mm. And 2 points actually stood out for me.
Yeah.
Number one, the voter turnout was very low.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why important for people to understand why they need to participate. And number two, the majority of the voters in terms of percentage, more than 30%, was actually young people.
Mm.
So you can argue that young people actually had a significant role to play in determining the outcome of elections, especially in the case of Nigeria, as an example.
Very true. Maybe Natalie, do you want to?
Yeah, maybe one can also add that the system of check and balances is important to say that even the power organ itself cannot just do things what they want. They are control mechanism in a democratic system. So the executive, the judiciary, and the legislation. And this is also important within a democracy to uphold this system, that it remains really a real check and balances and not undermined by just one party, for instance.
Obviously. I remember when I was doing the program on anti-corruption commission, people were asking the question of checks and balances, who controls who in terms of what's going on. And I had to emphasize over and over again the role of Parliament, the role of the National Assembly and the National Council as a house of review in terms of what goes on. The composition of the National Assembly is very, very significant and very important. The more we have a variety of views and ideas, the more we will have some people accountable, because they know Parliament can take action against them or for them. So before I open the line again, I would like just to mention that we must not forget that the engine of any democracy is elections, as United Nations have indicated, is elections in any society. But these elections must be free, they must be fair, they must be transparent, they must be credible, they must be genuine. We must not cook the outcomes before people have elected. And then we think already, we have voted because we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We would like us to be fair enough and be free enough and fear nothing. If you lose, you lose. If you win, you win. This is what we are going to look at. Why we have to vote? Why we have to conduct elections? One is to keep people accountable, not simply to prevent criticism. Let us just do elections so that people think we are doing elections. They must really be elections. They must really be choosing. It must be really be a choice. That these are the things we need to make clear. I can see some people already calling. They must be the after the elections were conducted, they must leave at least little and in many ways, no room for dispute. There must be no dispute. Everybody should be able to say, oh, it was free and fair. This party says so, that party says so. It is not just the Electoral Commission who should say, oh, election were free and fair. All your people who participated must be able to also declare. If all the parties declare it was free and fair, then you as electoral body could also say, well, all participants, we came together after the elections, all the issues were ironed out, they all signed, they all declared that it was free and fair, so we have the audacity now also to speak as the electoral body in the country that election was indeed, or elections were indeed, free and fair. One way to do this, therefore, is to sensitize the citizens to understand that participation in election by voting and choosing the leadership of their choice and holding them accountable is not a privilege, but a right and an obligation and a responsibility. Anything goes wrong, we must be accountable. How did we allow this charlatans to rule us. What were we thinking? Why didn't we pick them up that this cannot rule us? They cannot govern us. Some people are governing us because we are keeping ourselves away and we don't want to participate in the voting and the election. Further, it's to help the elected officials to understand that once elected, they have only one thing to do, to serve the interest of the people. Failure to do so, people will take them to task. And the most unfortunate thing is they will not be elected again. Only if the citizens understand this. I can now see some people wanting to call, and I hereby give them a chance. Welcome to the program.
Yes, good afternoon, Bishop Katenda and the country representative and the manager there from the...
Welcome, please. Any of you, we have like two minutes.
Now, yes, since you mentioned about our constitutional obligation, and if we confine it too much, I mean confine it to voting process, we might not do it. We might neglect a bigger part there.
What is the bigger part?
It's good that you mentioned about the UN Convention.
Yes.
And when you look at some of these UN bodies, are so skilled in terms of...
Your line is not very clear.
I'm fine now. Is it fine now?
Yes.
So what I'm saying is that there is no... proper representation even in the UN body.
Yes.
Even in the initiative of states, you are promoting democratic...
Yes.
Democratic principle.
Yes.
So when we saw and witnessed those unilateral decisions, for example,
yes,
to invent attack and and kill those leaders.
Yes.
That's a democratic corrective decision. That's one. The last one is...
Uncle Bana, are you saying Namibia must withdraw from the United Nations because the conventions we signed them?
No, what I'm saying is that the country representative there...
Yes.
And even the organization itself.
Yes.
So this Germany funding, we value the way they are promoting. But what I'm saying is that why are they ignoring the UN?
Uncle Banane, we are talking about elections in Namibia. I know where you are coming from, and you are free to air your views, but what are you saying about democratic process in this country?
So democratic principle is fine there. That's why you 5 years you hold the election.
Yeah, we will talk about the United Nations later. For now, let's talk about elections.
So in Namibia, there is no, those elected representatives. There's nobody who is civil in the body of Christ, isn't it? So all of them they are valuable. We can contribute to the body.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, hello. That's Uncle Bwana there with his points as usual. And please make your views known. He did not ask questions. He just said his views. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, everyone in there?
Yeah, fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine. My network might be cutting because I'm calling from the village.
Yes, please, your line, you must stand still or sit still in one place and air your views.
All right, you can hear me very well, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Why are you starting this very important program just now? What have you been doing all those years? We needed all this information, but you are giving it to us late when we've been doing mistakes?
Yeah.
Is it because maybe the Electoral Commission, which is, do you have representatives there from Electoral Commission? Because I found this program started already.
Not today.
Okay, they are not there.
Mm-hmm.
But why are they paid for? Is it not, were they not the one that were supposed to be on the forefront to sensitize us when it comes to the importance of elections? Why we should elect? Like you rightly said it there when you said election or taking part in this voting is not even an obligation. It's actually a right.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you because right now, when our rights are violated, it's a serious offense in our laws.
Mm-hmm.
But my question now is that when we vote in this country, we are voting people who were brought to us. But people like in other countries, I can give an example, like for instance, Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
When you are in the Western, like in the United States of America, when you are voting a governor of a state, you are voting a person from your community to go and represent your community in parliament.
Mm-hmm.
When they are there at parliament, they are supposed to be concerned with the people who directly voted for them. Now, what does it help me, a person who is in the village of Ngolume here,
mm-hmm.
I vote for a political party number C, which only has the list of candidates to parliament that are only taken from a certain region. Now, even though I have the right to vote, so that tomorrow I will have a voice to air because I voted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those people who have voted, who I will vote for that party X, will come from somewhere and they are no longer representing me directly from my community where I am. So what will give me courage to vote in the other elections to come?
Mm-hmm.
If only people, they only compile a list of councillors, even councillor that you will vote, you don't even see that councillor in your community. You don't know where he was taken. You are just told vote for who, vote for who. But in the process of nomination, we were not part and parcel of that process.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are saying is that we want the system at least to change, to accommodate us also to be able to be part of the nomination process, so that when we are going for elections, we are going with all our heart, knowing what we are doing, not what was brought to us.
Mm-hmm.
I think my concern is in that direction.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tata. Mm-hmm. Greet all of them there.
Excuse me?
Greet all of them there. I do not know.
They can hear you. They have received your greetings. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Right. There is a question on why we are starting only now, and where is the Electoral Commission of Namibia?
Yeah, thank you very much, dear listener, and thanks for your greetings. That's a very good remark indeed, and why we are starting now. To be honest, this should have been or should be a permanent process, and I do not see only the ECN. Of course, that's the main organ here in Namibia, but it is more or less also a responsibility from all of us. Democracy is about people. It's not just one or two person or one or two organs. So we shall all involved in that process and give our information and our knowledge on that. But I'm absolutely with you to say that it should not just start now. It should be a permanent thing. It may be also to think about to put it in the school curriculum. Yeah, that would be also a good idea. No, when a child getting raised to become an adult, when they also start to forming their opinions and getting away from parents and be more more standing on their own feet. So this is a time when the youth also, becoming more interested for a world outside their own home. Yeah. And secondly, about the nomination issue, what you mentioned, and my colleagues might jump in there. They have a better expertise on that case, I believe. But there's always a possibility to go beyond just being a voter. Voting is the one obligation that you mentioned correctly, to participate directly in democracy. But if it's that not enough, there are political parties. And we do say that political parties shape democracy. So being a member or join a political party of your choice, will give one more possibility to enter the political arena and maybe also to become one day a candidate. That would be my say on that.
Very true. So, Dennis, do you want to say something about the, especially in the area of regional councillors, as we've seen last elections, quite a number of people stood as independent candidates in their constituencies. It was not always the case in previous elections, but we saw it. We had one independent candidate, Wasito Shombinde constituents, I remember. And then thereafter, they cropped up one by one. And in the last election, it was really a serious matter. Everybody wanted to stand up. So can communities also organize themselves and say, my friend, you are very good in our community. You are visible. You are creative. You are innovative. You are with the people. Why don't we give you the mandate to stand as an independent candidate, but obviously responsible for the society that sees you? What could be the views there?
Absolutely. Thank you. I think it is possible. And I think we have actually seen that developing recently. And I think it also has something to do with the confidence or lack thereof that the people have in the system and in the political parties and in the ability of the people that has been voted to actually deliver or not deliver. Everything that they are doing actually has an influence and impact on the outcome and the process ahead. And also remember, I think what we have also seen in Namibia over the last few years is that we have seen certain emergence of community bodies that are, at the local authority level,
yes,
that are forming as well and trying to participate. So it is possible for people to do that, to participate as independent candidates, and also for people to support a particular candidate to participate and represent them. But it's also important, and I think this is has been mentioned earlier, that once you are voted, there are obligations. You have responsibilities. And if you then deliver on your responsibilities, obviously it will have an impact on whether the people will vote you back into your position or not.
Yeah.
And I think it's also something that I want to add. It's important for the people to understand also that the governance structure in the country, parliament is comprised of two houses, the National Assembly, the National Council. How are the people voted in the National Assembly? How are the people voted in the National Council? And then you've got governance also at the local authority level. So how are those people also representing them? How do they get there? So it's important that the people understand these things. And remember also, since December 2022, we now have access to information law. And I think that is an important tool that the people can use, especially for the young people, to try and get access to information, to empower themselves, and to understand and to appreciate and to participate.
Yeah, and that must be one of the reasons why we need this program, because we need to know who are elected in Namibia. We know the president, and all our eyes are on the president. And at one point I had to say the president is only serving on the mercy of the National Assembly and the National Council. So if they think something is wrong with violating the constitution as it is provided for in the Namibian constitution, if the head of state and government violates the constitution,
or something that is anti-democracy, that is anti-people, and it's legal, the first person who must take action is the National Assembly and must have an approval of the National Council. So you have now the president is elected, the parliament is elected, regional councils are elected, local and local councils, now that's now municipalities, towns and village councils are elected. How are they elected? These are the things we need to understand. Through proportional representation, through independent candidacy, through community organizations and rate payers in towns and cities. So those are the things we will be discussing in this program, so that at the end of it, it is not Cass, it is not me, it is you, the listener. It will be your obligation to take now the baton on and participate, because now you have information. So we desire the change from you and not necessarily from us. I will be a change in my locality and you must be a change in your locality. So it's now 33 minutes after the hour of 15, and obviously we need to come to the end of our program. I just would like to invite Madam Hasselman to say last words for a second or 2 seconds, and Dennis also to say a few words for a second, and I will sign off.
Yes, thank you very much. I do wish all the listeners to participate in this wonderful program. It's a chance to gain information, but also to raise your voice. It will also give you us a bit direction, what needs to be informed, and just keep yourself motivated to participate, and also later on to participate on the election.
Thank you. Tate, Dennis.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I wanted to quickly touch on the last part of this, the last caller, because he mentioned the fact that it was important for them to also participate in the nomination process at the party level. But also what I wanted to highlight is the fact that you are not completely excluded as a citizen. You can lobby, you can influence, you can write to the leadership, you can petition in the case of the National Assembly, for instance. So there are quite a number of things that can be done for you to also participate, to make sure that your voice is heard. Mm. But in terms of the way forward, I think this is a very important platform for the young people and for the Namibian citizens at large to actually unbundle all those questions you have had for quite a long time about elections, about democracy, about governance structure in the country, so that you can have better understanding and appreciation of issues and facts. And by the time you go to vote, you are completely informed and to participate.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you very much. So next week, we will then look at the overview of elections in Namibia, so that you know who is elected for what time and how. And from there, we will pick now up with what you should look out for and how yourself can participate right at the grassroots, at the party level, at the national level, so that at the end of the day, you are informed. And when we come to whatever election, by elections or general elections, you are well informed and you know what to do. In the meantime, I am Lucas Kalwapakatenda from Eagle FM program, My Vote, My Responsibility, sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation. It's a goodbye.
The Voters Education Program was proudly sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Stiftung.